Well, today's gospel reading has always been the kind of the middle of a theological or maybe exegetical controversy for a long time. It kind of splits off between N.T. Wright and his followers and Joseph Fitzmyer and his followers about just whom Jesus is referring to when he says, you know, I'll tell you who to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed the body, can cast body and soul into Gehenna. I tell you, fear him. One faction, the Fitzmyer faction, and basically holds that this is about God. So Jesus is saying, you know, this is God the Father. But then, of course, you know, that threat is mitigated by the fact that, you know, Jesus then says, you know, well, wait, aren't, you know, a few sparrows sold for next to nothing, and yet, you know, not one of them falls to the ground without your Heavenly Father's knowledge. In other words, you're completely cared for. Now, this is a very typical way of expressing, you know, things in a rabbinical fashion, right? You basically set up the case, you put the extreme over here, then you go to the other extreme. Even the birds, you know, who are, you know, really worth, you know, pennies, they're cared for by God. So therefore, you've got to be exceedingly cared for by God. And the conclusion then is actually fear nothing then, right? Because you're greatly cared for. Fear nothing then. Alternatively, N.T. Wright says, you know, and his followers, and he has his phalanxes as well, says this is not about God at all, but in fact, this is really about the evil spirit. It's really about Satan. That Satan is the one who has a desire to cast into Gehenna. No one else has that desire. I shouldn't say no one else. God does not have such a desire at all. So, of course, Wright holds that there is no precedent in the Gospels where Jesus would speak only negatively or about God's negative intentions towards humanity, pure and simple. So he just thinks it's completely incongruent to think that Jesus could possibly be referring to God in this passage. He must be, contra Fitzmyer, referring to the evil spirit. That's the person who desires to cast into Gehenna. God does not cast into Gehenna at all. God's intention is to save everybody, but we, in point of fact, can choose, you know, to go into the realm of darkness, but it is not God who ever does the casting, right? He simply allows us to have our choice. I don't know which one is really right. Both of these guys are, and their factions are, you know, they understand the context much more deeply than I do in first century Judaism. And both of them know the context in first century Judaism very, very well. But in both contexts, the meaning still comes through. I favor N.T. Wright's context. There is no precedent for Jesus speaking about the Father in such terms, you know, that he, you know, after he kills you, he's going to cast you into Gehenna. That just, it's unprecedented in that way. And probably it does refer to Satan and not to God. But even if it does refer to God, it's very, very clear that Jesus' point here is not to say that God wants to send us into Gehenna, but that our Heavenly Father cares for us so much. And he uses that rabbinical contrast to say, hey, look, if God can care for sparrows that are worth next to nothing, think of how much more he must care for you. Unconditionally, he must care for you. Therefore, we get to the main point of the parable. You don't have anything to fear. So if you don't have God to fear, or in the case of Wright, if you don't have Satan to fear, because if you call upon God, he will protect you from Satan, then fear nothing then. And of course, you're worth more than a lot of sparrows, because of course, God is going to care for you much more than any animal that he already cares for. So this is great news for human beings, because in a way it stands in contrast to an Old Testament tradition, not completely out of contrast. I mean, honestly, you know, the notion of fear in the Old Testament, there are 11 different words for it in the Old Testament, but mostly it's referring to awe and not, you know, fearing the negative consequences of you know, God in sort of his terror. But in this particular passage, clearly Jesus is trying to manifest that we shouldn't be so much worried about fearing anybody, fearing even God, or even, if right is correct, fearing even Satan, if God can protect you. Because, of course, if we have faith, if we try to follow God, if we're trying to stay on the path, if we're making recourse to God's protection, to his mercy, we have nothing to fear, which, of course, is Jesus's very, very typical perspective of not being in the position of fear, but instead that wonderful passage from the first letter of John, chapter 4, that love is going to cast out all fear. And God, who is unconditional love, does in fact cast out all fear. If we have faith in him, faith in his love, and try to remain faithful in following him. Amen.